everything that rocks.
That goes well with your overalls.
Damn right it does. So here's the only problem, though. And I wore a tank top. It's not an actual wife beater underneath. It's just a tank top. The problem with that is that it can bunch up. That's why you need the wife beater. The wife beater doesn't bunch up on the shoulders.
I just got some wife beaters, too. You should have let me know.
I got some crisp wife beaters other day. Straight. I mean, dude, sparkling.
Because the other ones are just... soaked with blood.
Careful now.
Soaked with blood from...
No, from working.
From working.
Cutting myself while working. Right. Jesus, man.
Not beating your wife.
No. Good God.
Why do they call them wife beaters? It's
because a lot of white trash people wear them, I guess. I don't know. And a lot of white trash people beat their... I honestly don't... You know what? We'll look it up. Let's do rock news.
Okay.
And then we'll look up the origin... of the
wife beater.
What if it's some like ridiculous story, like just the most ridiculous on this day in 1864.
Right. I was wearing one the other day. My brother-in-law. It was around the wedding time. Yeah. You know, every time he walked by, what up, M? What up, M? Like Eminem, man. He didn't have the bleach hair.
I never had the confidence just to wear the wife beater.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It's built for a certain style of body. Mm-hmm. You know,
when you start walking around people while wearing a wife beater, you're like,
yeah,
you're like, this is pretty tight.
It feels different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I look damn good in a wife beater, though.
You see, because you have, I'm going to say it.
Please say it.
You got that lanky,
yep,
white boy,
yep, yep,
wannabe gangster body.
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right. And that's why I'm confident wearing a wife beater.
You have to be tall, skinny, and white to pull it off.
Yep. See, now a black wife beater? Is that acceptable to wear anywhere?
Only during drug transactions. That's it. Okay, if you have a big drug deal to make,
okay,
then you wear your black wife beater. That's two rock news, for God's sakes.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park will exhibit original works of art he created while writing and recording his recent solo release, Post Traumatic, at an upcoming pop art photo show at the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. He's expected to attend the show September 27th opening. Also, David Draymond is pretty confident that Disturbed's new album, Evolution, will be a big success. Draymond told Metal Hammer, quote, "If I died after this record came out and this was the end of our legacy, I'd be okay with that. To me, this is our version of Metallica's Black Album. We've also used that as a goal. The record was literally every single track on it could be a hit. A record that breaks doors down, that opens up new opportunities to us, that helps you achieve true immortality as an artist." So they're swinging for the fence, man.
It's, you know, though, it's always the best one they've ever done. Have you ever heard of an artist to, like, come out with a new album and be like, yeah, it's probably like our third best? You know?
That's
it's okay.
True. You know, that is a fair point. And I guess I'd rather have a band say, like, it is their best album because, I mean, they're not going to undersell what they've done.
Exactly.
You know, so, exactly. Yeah, I'll be honest, guys, our new album, probably our second, third best.
Right.
You know, top five for sure.
Get it if you'd like. I don't know if I would, though.
Draymond adds that the crossover success of The Sound of Silence had a big impact on Evolution, which is due out October 19th. I am very excited to get that album, New Disturbed. We got the new track out now, and it's good, man. It's a ripper.
Yeah.
It really is a ripper.
Disturbed doesn't really do anything wrong, man.
No, they don't. Draymond is actually a classically trained vocalist, so that really helps out when you're singing, you know, when you actually know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. That's your rock news. We'll be back.